The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
It's a unique day today as we honor people who serve. And I think that it impresses me that that video, the last song talking about hero, because this morning I want to talk about heroes and those who have given of themselves. By the way, our children can be dismissed since they've already started out. Owen, you can go. You can go. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. A hero has been described as a person of distinguished bravery, courage, sacrifice in the face of imminent and certain death. Today, it's our privilege to honor our hometown heroes, brave men and women who risk their lives for us on a daily basis, who stand in harm's way for us. They provide care and comfort to us in times of distress and crisis. And we really do want to honor members of fire, rescue, EMS, law enforcement, and military. Today, we want you to know that we truly appreciate everything that you do. I know that sometimes it seems like your job is thankless. Nobody recognizes how important it is, but we really do, and that's the reason for this service today, is to make sure that we honor you. I was reading a story about a soldier in Desert Storm. This was many years ago, but he was a part of that. And while he was there serving, his girlfriend sent him a Dear John letter. And to add insult to injury, not only did she send him a Dear John letter, but she also asked for the picture that he had because she wanted to use it in her wedding. Well, he was pretty upset with that. And his buddies all rallied around him. And they gathered up all the pictures that they could find of their girlfriends and their aunts and nieces and all the beautiful women that they had pictures of. And they put it in a shoebox and they sent it to this lady. And they said this, they had a little note on it. It says, please find your picture and return the rest. For the life of me, I can't remember which one you are. What a great story of rallying around and helping somebody out. I want to talk a little bit this morning about a hero. And my first point is that a hero is one who has ears to hear a call for help. One of the ways that you can usually know that a person is part of a service personnel of some sort in our community is they have a radio or a scanner that they carry with them. They have some means of communication, and it's so that they get vital information because they need to keep in touch with a central location so that when something happens, they're alerted to it. So they have ears to hear. In many ways, these individuals are the modern-day minutemen of our society. They'll leave their families and their loved ones in an instant to go help other people. They respond to emergencies because they've been listening for the call. This is important for us to recognize that these people are listening for the call. That's what a hero does. I believe Jesus Christ was listening for the call of his Father when God said, it's time for you to go. He was listening for the call. Many people listen for the call to do good. We need to be listening to the call that Christ has for us. A call to salvation, a call to know Him as our personal Savior. In the 19th century, late 19th century, lighthouses were a big thing on the coast. And they would hire a man, and he would bring his family to that lighthouse. He'd live there, and he'd take care of the lighthouse. And there was all kinds of work, repairs, and things that needed to be done. But sometimes the men would get sick, and they were unable to do the work, so a family member would pick it up and do the work. And that was the case in 1853 with Jose Luis. He took on a job as the lighthouse tender at Lime Rock Island at Newport, Rhode Island. And he suffered a stroke. And the only one to take his place was his young daughter, Ida. So she assumed a full responsibility. Not only did she assume the full responsibility of tending the lighthouse, but taking care of all of her siblings, getting them to school every day, which was a 500-yard row across from the island to the mainland. And she became pretty proficient in handling that lifeboat. And because of that, many times people were stranded or had issues, and they would call on Ida to come and help them. In fact, when she was 16 years old, she gained some notoriety because she saved four boys who had capsized in a boat, and she ran out and rescued them. Throughout her lifetime as the lighthouse keeper, she rescued 25 people. Just this young lady. Because of her fame, the United States president visited her, Ulysses S. Grant, and awarded her a life-saving service medal, the highest medal for life-saving. Her last rescue was at the age of 63. She rescued a man that was drowning. When she was asked by the people, the reporters, "How do you do this?" Ida said, "I don't know. I'm not particularly strong, but the Lord Almighty gives me what I need when I need it." Incredible story about someone who is just serving. You know, she wasn't looking to be recognized for these things, but she was serving people. She was serving the ships that were going by, making sure that they could see the coast with the lighthouse, and she was serving those who needed rescued. Service. That's what this life is all about. Jesus said, the greatest among you is going to be the servant of all. That's what this life is supposed to be all about as believers in Christ. A hero is one who has ears to hear a call for help. A hero is one who is equipped to help. But not only is a hero someone who hears, he is equipped. He has the necessary equipment and training to do the job. I want you to think about it for a moment. What would happen if someone showed up when you were in a crash, or your house was burning, or some kind of emergency was taking place, and they just showed up without the equipment, without training, without the proper necessary things to do the job? And they said, "I'm here to help." Well, they wouldn't be a whole lot of help, would they, if they didn't have what they needed? The men and women that we're honoring today spend countless hours training and becoming knowledgeable and skilled at doing the things that are necessary for rescue, for protection, for helping the general public. So that's one of the reasons that we really want to make sure that we honor them today. They realize that what they're doing is a huge task, and they prepare for it. Some time ago, I saw a story on the History Channel, and it was titled, "The Man Who Predicted 9/11. Anybody see that? Any of you? Evidently not. You did. Pastor Chris saw it. Okay. You don't watch the History Channel, huh? Missing out. The guy's name was Rick Riscola. He was a 62-year-old head of security at Morgan Stanley Bank. And Rick was convinced that terrorists was going to strike the Twin Towers. He was convinced of it. He thought it was going to happen. And he prepared and he trained and he set aside time for practicing the rescue operation. And the staff members of the bank hated him because he made them go through these drills. You remember when we were in school, how we had to go through those drills? Now, I didn't hate it. I liked it. Man, we got out of class. That was great. Anything to get out of class was wonderful. But he did these kind of drills with them over and over and over. And they didn't like it much. But he was convinced that something was going to happen. He had an evacuation plan for every one of the Morgan Stanley Bank members, employees. And on September the 11th, 2001, when the American Airlines Flight 11 hit the World Trade Center, number one, at 8:46, Rick ignored building officials who said, stay in place. He had a plan. And he went and he gathered up all the employees of Morgan Stanley. And he took them out of the building, along with other people who wanted to go. By the time United Airlines Flight 175 hit the World Trade Center 2 at 9:07, Rick had most of Morgan Stanley's 2,800 employees out of that building, and he also had all of them out safely out of the building, the other building as well. He had a plan, and he accomplished it through having a plan and preparing. A hero is one who hears a call for help. A hero is one who is equipped to help. And number three, a hero is one who responds to a cry for help. Another aspect of someone who is truly a hero is the fact that a hero is one who reaches out when we are hurting and when we're in need. I continue to be amazed by people who give this of themselves in our community. They reach out to people. They put their lives online day after day. And most of them, they're not looking for recognition. They just want to serve. Some years ago, there was a shipwreck off the coast of Pacific Northwest. A crowd of fishermen gathered around and was checking it out. And finally, they said, now we need to go out and do something. So they got a lifeboat, and they rowed out in the lifeboat, and they picked up everyone they could. But one guy was left. They couldn't get him in the lifeboat. So they said, we'll be back for you. Now, there was a horrible storm going on, so it was really difficult for them to get out there and get back. And when they got back, they said, we're going to go back out and get this guy. And one elderly woman cried out. She said, Jimmy, don't go. You're the last thing I have. Your father died and your brother William came up missing on a ship years ago. And Jimmy turned to her and he said, Mom, it's my duty to go. And he got in that ship and he went out and it was a terrible task just to get there. They finally got there, picked up the guy and got on their way back. And people were standing around watching, and they struggled for a long, long time to get back to the shore. And when they was within distance, someone cried out, did you get him? And Jimmy cried back to those on the shore. He said, yes, we got him. And tell Mom it's William, his brother. This is a true story. Incredible, isn't it? Risk his life. Mom had no idea. We risk our lives sometimes. Some of you risk your lives not knowing who you're going to save. Sometimes it's your own family members. But you're there. I want to share something with you this morning. Jesus gave his life that we might have eternal life. What a story that is. When the call came, he heard it. He was prepared. And he responded. He came to this earth, walked on this earth. God in the flesh became like one of us. And when the time came for him to be sacrificed so that we could have all our sins wiped away, he didn't hesitate. He walked that walk. He took that trail that God had planned for him. He went to the cross for us. And we as his brethren are saved because of that, because we receive it. A hero is one who hears the call. A hero is one who is equipped to help. A hero is one who responds to the call for help. And a hero is one that is willing to risk, if necessary, give his life for others. Finally, in thinking of these hometown heroes, we need to make sure that we recognize that many times they are risking their life. They don't know for sure whether they're going to come out from each and every situation. I'm reminded of the fact that there are times when they willingly place their life on the line for many of us. That's a hero. And that's what Jesus did. He willingly placed his life and died in our spot. What a hero. The story about Rick Riscola. He rescued almost 4,000 employees. Most of them were Morgan Stanley employees, but other people were rescued as well. Of the Morgan Stanley employees that he rescued, there was only 6 that perished in the building that day. Because of his sacrifice, his willingness, his preparation, his response to the call. 4 of those people that perished was Rick and 3 of his deputies, because they went back in to rescue more people. It's an incredible real story about being a hero. Those men were last seen heading up the stairs of the 10th floor of the collapsing World Trade Center 2. Today, as we honor service personnel, military, I would just like for you to be reminded that of the people that perished in that, there was 2,752 victims who died, maybe a few more, in the attack. 343 were firefighters, police, and Port Authority. These people sacrificed a great deal. Today, I want us to just make sure that we're honoring them properly. But more important, I want to say to you, everyone in here, as much as I value and honor these people and the characteristics and traits that are so often exhibited in their lives, I have the great joy of telling you about the greatest hero who ever lived. That's Jesus, the Savior. He came, he died, he took it on himself. But most important, not only did he die on the cross and shed his blood, he defeated death and hell and came back to life. And was seen by over 500 people. He lives. And now he sets it the right hand to the Father. He lives there and prepares us for the kingdom that he's going to set up on this earth. But here's the great thing, that when you receive Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into the kingdom of God, and you get to be a part of the kingdom here in this earth. If you've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ today, I want to invite you to do that. Because you say a hero is one who hears the call for help. And the Word of God says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he cried unto you, God. He heard my voice out of his temple and my cry before him, even into his ears. Psalms 18:6 says this. God hears your cry when you cry out to them. A hero is one who is equipped to help. And Jesus, it says in John 1:29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto the world, unto him, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Hero is one who responds to the cry for help. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus responded because God called. A hero is one that is willing to risk all that is necessary. And we know that according to Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ is truly the greatest hero who ever lived. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Ask everybody, please bow your head. Jesus came to this earth. He lived a sinless life and he died a sacrificial death for you. He didn't do this so that people would worship him. He was already the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He did it for our benefit. He came, he died, he came back to life so that we could have eternal life. He made it very simple. He said, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. If you never made that commitment before, I'd like to ask you to just please raise your hand because I want to pray with you. Is there anyone? All right. I'll just take it that we have a house full of believers in here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to ask our prayer warriors to come up. Our elders. If you have physical needs you'd like prayer this morning, I can pray with you. If you have other things that you would like to have prayer for, or you feel like you need to, you'd like to hear a word from the Lord, our prayer warriors have prepared themselves to hear from God on your behalf. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss. Remember, we're having dinner right after. Oh, yes, thank you for reminding me. One of the things I do want to do, I know that there's a couple people in here that didn't have the opportunity for us to pray for them, for the blessing. If you're military or service personnel, Chad, would you come up? We prayed for people before you had a chance to get here, but we are so thankful that you're here this morning, and we want to pray for you. Hi, Andy. That's all right. We're just glad you're here. Praise God. Let's just pray for these two. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you that these men have, in the past and present, served this community and the community they live in. They have served you and this country. Father, we just thank you and praise you for your blessings upon them. We ask for your protection. And Father, we believe that you are an awesome, mighty God. You will go before them on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. As we dismiss this morning, I just want to remind everyone, we do have the dinner afterwards. Everyone is invited to that. Yes, and we want our guests to go first. If you're a guest here at Bethel Worship Center, you are to be first in line. Hallelujah. And if you would like prayer, we're going to go ahead and dismiss. If you have prayer for anything, please come up and we'll do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service and the day, and we just ask that you'd continue to bless everyone here this morning. A wonderful morning we've had, and we ask that you continue to guide and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for these podcasts is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It makes it very simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at bethelwc.org. We have a section that explains it in more detail. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. Be blessed.